So we're recording.
Is that recording?
We're ready to go.
So, how did you end up here?
This is Blank on Blank. I'm David Gerlach, and thank you again for tuning in as we partner with journalists and interviewers, writers and authors, to build this archive of American interviews. So what is your bread and butter? Yes, your bread and butter. You know, that go-to, that skill, that je ne sais quoi we all use, we all lean on to get by. Well, for today's show, we hear from a very well-known musician with a very loyal following whose bread and butter is almost exclusively about love and death, with a little sprinkling of the church mixed in.
On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
His name, Nick Cave, of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and he explains just why he sings about these things time and time again. Our contributor, James Sullivan, recorded this phone interview while writing a piece for the Boston Globe. I think you'll enjoy it. This is Blank on Blank.
Do you ever set foot in church these days? Do you ever, do you go even just for research purposes?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. It's an interesting question because I did a lot and I spent a lot of time in churches.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened. I'm not quite sure. Something happened. Well, I think that's changing again, actually, but I've been through a few years of being kind of repulsed by the whole idea. I'll read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love to read the Bible, and I love its language, and
mm-hmm.
I love some of the apocryphal stuff, Thomas and Gospel of Thomas, and I'm interested in that and read that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the idea that a church is a place of contemplation and silence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hear that silence in churches anymore. I can't really bring myself to go inside them. I'm not quite sure what happened. Something happened. I think it was an accumulative effect of the gross behavior of pretty much all the different churches over the last eternity, really.
You know, what's more important to you on a base level with regard to songwriting? Is the subject really love or is it death?
Oh, I would say it's love.
Yeah.
For me, it feels most of the time that that's all there is to write about, or all that I'm equipped to write about. And let's say if we're talking about particular social situations or political situations, I don't feel I have that. I don't feel I have the authority to do it.
Right, but you certainly have a knack for writing about death. No question.
Yeah, I can do that.
I mean, it's the other big topic, isn't it? Not just for you, but for anybody who is thinking about writing a book or a song. See, it's kind of either or. It's either at some level about love or it's about death.
Well, most things are. Love is life, and it's either life or death.
Right, right.
Not a lot else. I don't think I've ever read a newspaper
mm-hmm.
and put it down and thought, man, I've got to write about that,
Right.
I'm riled up about that. I've got to write a song about that.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen.
Right.
And it's not that I don't read newspapers or I don't know what's going on. I think I just have that annoying habit of being able to see both sides of the story or something like that. I don't have the strength of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That you need, I think. I'm angry about other stuff.
Such as?
Life and death.
Do you think you knew more or less when you were younger than you do now?
Oh, I know more now.
For sure.
Yeah. I function much better now. And this is not talking about drugs or anything like that.
Right.
I just function. I know what I need
mm-hmm.
in my life now, and I don't think I knew that before.
Hmm.
I, I need a couple of friends,
mm-hmm.
my family,
mm-hmm.
the work, and life is great.
That's musician Nick Cave on his bread and butter, love, death, and the church. And this is Blank on Blank. Thanks go out to writer James Sullivan. He's also the author of Seven Dirty Words. It's about the comedian George Carlin. And he's also written The Hardest Working Man. That's on James Brown. Great books. Check them out. Now, for more of our interviews that you can hear nowhere else, head over to blankonblank.org. I'm David Gerlach. Keep listening.